This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Really? Really want to talk some wrestling. And we will. Tomorrow at 9:20 a.m. for Fight Club with the great one Lonzo, because John Cena put on a damn masterclass on Monday Night Raw. A masterclass of a promo on Monday. And I am one of the people that John Cena was talking about, because I've given the guy hell over the years. He's right. Can we talk about the fact, and we will tomorrow at 9:20 for Fight Club with the great Milonzo. Can we talk about the fact that wrestling is at its best in the WWE right now because, though, all the heels are right. McIntyre's got a point. Seth Rollins has got a point. Kevin Owens is right about everything. And now John Cena has a point even after a massive heel turn. All the heels have a point. It's that classic.
You forgot the female in there.
Rhea Ripley?
No, the glow. The glow.
Oh, Naomi's got a point.
Yes.
You're exactly correct. In fact, I put that tweet out, I think, last week, and I included her in it. Naomi's right, too. Like, it's at its best because it's real right now, right? Like, the storylines, you're like, it's kind of that classic Big Lebowski take of, you're not wrong, you're just you're right, you're just being a jerk about it. If you aren't being a jerk, I'd be fully in your corner. I am fully in Kevin Owens' corner, just so we're clear. He's absolutely right. All right. We got a lot more we got to get to, a lot more we got to talk about. But before we get into the sports, I'm going to say this one more time again. Because the NCAA tournament fires up tomorrow. Now, I've been out the last four business days. But I was driving home yesterday from a little vacation with the extended fam down in New Orleans, Louisiana. The lady and I decided to save ourselves some cash and just make the drive. So we're driving back yesterday, and towards the end of our extended roadie, I clipped on in, as I do every afternoon, to Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson, who I love as brothers. I do. They were talking a little college basketball, a little bracketology. And I thought to myself, you know what? There's an opportunity on the table here, because I believe that iron sharpens iron. I believe that competition is what brings out the best in us. Lonzo and I are living proof of that. I came up here in year number one. We found out that there was Lonzo already knew this, so I should say I found out about the South Carolina Broadcasters Association. I found out that every year they hand out a trophy for the Sports Talk Radio Show of the Year. And I told Lonzo, I'd like to win that, like, multiple times. I would like to start a dynasty. I'd like to be the 1970s Pittsburgh Steelers of the SCBA Sports Talk Radio Show of the Year Award. And there was a little fire in the great one's eyes, because I'll tell you, He likes himself a trophy. He likes himself an award. We like to do stuff that gets our big ass heads put on the side of the building.
I could be honest, that first year I just wanted to see someone else lose.
And also that. Competition brings out the best in us. It brings out the best in everybody, even if you don't think it does.
And he no-showed, so we couldn't look in his eyes.
Didn't need to. Didn't need to. There were text line going out on our own text message line that I read and went, that's how I know. That's how I know we did good. Okay? And every year since then, Zoe and I have said, if we don't win that award, it's a failure. There was 1 year we didn't win it. 1 year. And I hung a red sequin jacket right over there over the window for 365 days. So we had to walk in, and the very first thing I saw was a shiny, glittery example of our failure.
You could see that thing from the road.
You really could.
When the sun hit it a certain way. Yeah, it was.
I didn't even get to walk in the door. I turned onto our street, and we could see the shining, glittery illustration of our failure. And Lonzo and I went nose to the grindstone and put in the work. And what we do, we went back to Columbia, South Carolina the next year, and we picked up our hardware, and we said, never again. If we're ever going to lose this award, it is going to be because somebody stepped up and just beat us.
We walked in there like a couple cowboys. That's all I'm saying.
Damn right we did. Look real good doing it. If we ever don't bring that crystal home, it's because somebody beat us. It's going to be somebody that turned in a demo, because when they bring you up and you do this, we all turn in a fight. You get to turn in a 5-minute demo reel, and then the judges, they go find your stuff and listen to you, right? They go find your stuff and say, all right, that's the best. Let's go see what else they got. And they tune in. You never know when or where or how the people who make the determination about who's bringing that crystal hardware home are going to listen. So you got to bring it every single segment, every single day. And Zoe and I, every single year, we go, we don't win that trophy. It's an abject failure. If we are going to lose, it's going to be because somebody turns in a demo reel and we go listen to the show and go, gosh dang, they're really good. Now we got to up our game to get back on top. Competition breeds excellence. That is a belief, a core belief, maybe the core belief of this show. Well, in the afternoons from 3 until 7 o'clock, there's a little show right here on this very, very station named Wire to Wire with a couple of young men who are excellent broadcasters in Cole Bryson and Diesel. They're my guys. They're my dudes. They're my dogs. They're my boys. I want to beat them just like I want to beat everybody else. They want to beat us just like they want to beat everybody else. Now, we're like the SEC in basketball. I'm going to try to beat them. They're going to go try to beat me. But we collectively are going to try to beat everybody to show that this station, we are the big dogs. We are the best sports talk radio station, and not just in the state of South Carolina, but across these entire great United States. But the competition between the shows is real. It's a very friendly rivalry. But trust me, the emphasis is on the rivalry, not the friendly. All right? We want to win. And we make no secret. We talk smack to each other about wanting to win. It's fun. We love it. It's like brothers in the backyard. I'm going to try to whoop you when we play that game to 21 out on the outdoor hoop. I'm still going to love you when we get inside, but I'm gonna try to kill you while we're out here. Okay? So, I made a determination as I was driving back to the crib yesterday, listening to the boys talk a little bracketology on Wire to Wire last night, because I had been asked a number of times over the past week or two, hey, Rob Brown, are you going to do another Rob Brown Show bracket challenge like you do every year? And the answer was, yes, I'm absolutely going to do a bracket competition for the Rob Brown Show. But I decided yesterday we're going to up the game a little bit. We're going to take it to the next level. Because here's what we're going to do. Me, Lonzo, and you. The Armada. All right? And if you're one of the few, the proud, if you're an Armada member and you're a Tolo, you're listening in the afternoons, you're listening in the mornings, you can pick a side, or you can be like Switzerland and just play it down the middle. I'm good with whatever. But if you're an Armada member, if you're one of the folks that you're here with us in the morning all 4 hours every single day of the week, here's what I need you to do. I need you to do one of three things. Go to the Facebook page at facebook.com/thefanupstate. Go to the Twitter page, twitter.com/thefanupstate. Or drop me an email, rob.brown@thefanupstate.com. And I need you to find the invitation link or, again, email me and I will send it to you. rob.brown@thefanupstate.com to the wire-to-wire bracket competition. Because I want a little bit of a showdown, a little bit of a friendly rivalry between Wire to Wire and the Rob Brown Show. I want the Armada versus the Tolos, Robin Zoe versus Diesel and Cole. I want a little friendly rivalry, show v. show, the two best shows in the state of South Carolina, if you ask me. Let's see who knows ball, brother. Let's see who knows ball. Instead of doing a Rob Brown Show bracket contest this year, we, the Armada, the few, the proud, we're going to invade the wire-to-wire bracket contest. And here's what I'd like you to do. If you're game, if you're up for the challenge, if you think you know ball in a way to rep the Rob Brown Show, to rep Zoe and I, what I want you to do is join the wire-to-wire bracket competition. And what I want you to do, when you go in there and you submit your bracket, I want you to add on to the end of your bracket, TRBS, the Rob Brown Show. You call it whatever you want. John's Picks, Bracket Busters, whatever you want to call it. But just on the end of whatever you call your bracket, just add TRBS. Because what I want is when we get to the round of 32, on Saturday morning, I want Diesel and Cole to log in, and I want them to just see at the top of the leaderboard, TRBS, 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 top to bottom. And then when we get to the round of 16, I want them to look and go, where are the Tolos? And then when we get to the Elite Eight, when we get to the Final Four, when we get it down to two for a natty, and when we crown a champ, the nets get cut, and we all sit together for that one shining moment. I want them to start their show the very next day to open it up and say, guys, let's check in on the wire-to-wire bracket competition, and for them to have to read off 50 brackets that all say TRBS on the end. That's what I'm looking for here. A little friendly competition between the Armada and the Tolos in the afternoon. A little friendly competition between the Rob Brown Show and Wire to Wire. A little friendly competition betwixt the boys and the girls on the two shows. And we are going to go do it on their territory. It's an away game for the Rob Brown Show. Why? Because I believe in the Armada. Because I know, if you're the person who's getting up at 5:30 in the morning to get your day started, if you're the person who says, I got to get my day started with a little gas, a little electricity in the AM, the very first thing you do when you wake up, you put on your pot of coffee, you get the paper, you go over to the radio, you turn it on to 97.7 FM in Greenville, to 97.1 FM in Spartanburg. Maybe you go to the website, thefanupstate.com. Maybe you're one of the elite that join us on our live stream every day. If that's you, you know ball. You wouldn't be here listening to this show if you didn't know ball. And now I want the world to know that you know ball, that I know ball, that Zoe knows ball, that we know ball. And we're going to prove it by playing the away game. We're going to go to the wire-to-wire bracket competition. We're going to take it over. We're going to submit our brackets, and we're just going to watch the leaderboard fill up with TRBS. So, if you are a bracket guy, if you are a bracket gal, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to facebook.com/thefanupstate. I want you to scroll back about four posts on that site, and you'll see an invitation link to the wire-to-wire bracket competition. I want you to go to Twitter, twitter.com/thefanupstate. I want you to scroll back a few tweets. You're going to see an invitation with a link to join the wire-to-wire bracket competition. Or if you're not on the social media, but you want to show up, you want to be loud, you want to be proud, you want to rep the TRBS in this little friendly show v. show competition, you can email me directly at rob.brown@thefanupstate.com, and I will personally reply to you with an invitation link. And I would like to open up that bracket contest tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. when the brackets lock because round number one of the tournament is underway. And when I open that wire-to-wire bracket competition, I would love to see 50, 75, 100, 1,000 submitted brackets from the Armada that say bracket name TRBS. And when it's over, when it's all said and done, when somebody has cut those nets and they've put the ladders away and Luther Vandross, I hope, is singing on TV, I want to be able to open that website. I want to be able to go look at the leaderboard, and I just want to see a handful of Armada members top to bottom. I want to see who's going to step up, who's going to show up, and who's going to show Wire to Wire, the Rob Brown Show, the fan upstate audience that they know ball. And I want Colin Diesel to have to open that next show and go, our bracket winner is so-and-so. TRBS. Second place, so-and-so, TRBS. Third place, bronze medal. The podium filled with the Rob Brown Show submitted brackets. I want the whole front page of the leaderboard to have every bracket with a TRBS on the end of it. So, if you want in, go to the Facebook page, find the invitations, three or four posts back. I'm going to refresh that right after the show. Go to the Twitter page. Scroll down. Find the invitation. I'm going to refresh that right after the show. Click on that invitation. Submit your bracket. And when you name your bracket, make sure you stick TRBS on the end. Because Rob Brown and Lonzo and you, the Armada, we're going to dominate this thing. We're going to prove that this show knows ball. There's no casuals here. It's all pros, baby. We all know ball. We're about to show the world. So go find the link or email me, rob.brown@thefanupstate.com. I will personally reply to you right now, as Mark just emailed. Said, I'm in. Don't worry about it. Mark, your invite will be in the mail during this break. You want in? rob.brown@thefanupstate.com. I will send it to you. Get in. Get registered, stick TRBS on the end of that bracket, and let's show Wire to Wire, let's show the fan upstate, let's show the world that the Armada knows ball. Back after this with some sports talk on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. Again, if you want in on the bracket competition, shoot me an email right now, rob.brown@thefanupstate.com, rob.brown@thefanupstate.com, and I will send you a link. Our buddy James P1, he's in. We got an email from Mark during the break. He's in. I got an email from Dan during the break. Dan is in, and you are invited too. I told you what we're going for.
You're missing out on all the guys on stream.
We got Steven in the stream who said the Armada General is in. James is on the stream. He said, you want a war? You got one. TRBS Team 2000 is in. Yes, indeed. Kane also said, is that a sunburn or a tan? Oh, it's a sunburn. It's a sunburn. Your boy took the wife down to New Orleans, Louisiana for the weekend. Her very first time in that city. And on Sunday, there was over in Metairie, Louisiana, a little suburb right outside of New Orleans. They had two back-to-back parades. They had a Mardi Gras parade that got canceled due to weather during Carnival that ran. And then right after that, the Metairie St. Patrick's Day parade ran. And let's just say that when the 16-ounce Bud Lights were available, and when you've got the opportunity to stand in the sunshine and watch the parade and the bands go by for a couple hours, you take full advantage. So, your boy, Zoe, I don't know if it's still going to show up, but the hat burn is there when you got the little arch right in the top.
Yeah, it's there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's there. It's rough. But, well-earned and well worth it.
You should have took your hat off. I mean, this the way you get a solid burn all the way across.
Good. Once I got out, I had the hat on. The hat hair was in play. I knew I was already going to look questionable at the end of the day because the boys and the girls Ubered to the parade, and I knew that when you started pouring 16 ounces of green beer into a plastic cup, Rob Brown was going to have a day. I didn't need to make myself look worse.
Is that going to turn into tan? Because it looks worse when it turns into this brown streak across your forehead.
I don't know yet.
I may or may not speak from experience.
Yeah, I'm definitely a burn once and then get darker during the summertime guy. I just don't know if is this fake spring? Is this real spring this time? We had 2 weeks ago, we had 3 days where it was 74 and sunny. Your boy was wearing shorts to work, and then one day I got dressed and wore shorts to work, and it was definitely not shorts weather. It was definitely, don't judge me, it's cold weather.
Today it's going to be 76. So today, yeah. But then it's going to drop 10 degrees for the next, for the foreseeable future. Still in the 60s.
Mid-60s is perfect.
So depending on who you are, it's still shorts weather.
Unless it's margaritas at the beach, 66 is perfect. Absolutely perfect. All right, get your bracket request in now.
Brian wants to let you know that he's in. Okay, because
we got Brian in.
Yeah, he called earlier, and I just didn't get a chance to tell you.
Love to hear that. Joey B is in. Do me a favor when you sign up for the Wire to Wire bracket competition. Again, send me the email request. I will personally send you a link. Rob.Brown@thefanupstate.com. Send me an email asking for the link. I'll send it to you when you go and you fill out your bracket. Make sure that you name your bracket. Bobby just texted the show on the Hub City Spartan Burgers text line. Yeah, baby, the burgers are in the Fan Upstate fam now. The Hub City Spartan Burgers text line at 844-326-3663. Bobby just texted the Hub City Spartan Burgers text line and said, I got my bracket in. Hell yeah, you do, Bobby. Well done. Rep the Armada. Shoot me the email, rob.brown@thefanupstate.com. Here's the thing. I also got a text that's why are you pushing this so hard? Because the brackets close in a day and an hour, kids. You have 25 hours and some change to get your bracket filled out and submitted. This is I have effectively 5 hours. With you. 4 hours and 33 minutes. And I don't think you understand how much I want to see TRBS filling up the leaderboard on the what is now station-wide bracket challenge. We usually do it show by show. But what I realized was that if we do it show by show, all I can do is say, well, on my show, we did this. And then it's that's not fun. Let's go dominate. Let's go win. You don't get to just win and be the number one bracket with the TRBS on the end of it. You get to be the number one bracket from every local show on the station. Competition breeds excellence. Let's be excellent, people. Shoot me an email, rob.brown. Shoot me an email, rob.brown@thefanupstate.com. I will rapidly reply with an invite back to you to join the station-wide bracket competition. Let's put TRBS on the damn map, shall we? Yes, we shall. Yes, we shall. All right, let's get a few more sports topics in here as we roll on through the radio broadcast. We are all kind of waiting. Here's the thing. I don't really know that I'm waiting on Aaron Rodgers news, to be honest with you. Cam Hayward, defensive tackle for the Pittsburgh Steelers, said yesterday that he's tired of waiting on an Aaron Rodgers decision. You know, you're kind of in a spot where you got defensive tackles on a team that is interested in signing the quarterback, kind of out there in the public eye talking smack about the quarterback a little bit. Because here's the deal. You had three teams that felt like they were a justifiable landing spot for this guy: the Minnesota Vikings, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the New York Giants. Now, there's some interesting variables for each of them. Number one, for the Minnesota Vikings, J.J. McCarthy is on the bench. You got to believe, if you're Minnesota, that J.J. McCarthy is the future. Because if you don't believe that J.J. McCarthy is the future, you wasted a draft pick. You wasted a top 10 first-round draft pick last year at a point in time where your team was very close to being very good. You wasted a top 10 draft pick if J.J. McCarthy's not the future. And as I've been saying for a couple of weeks now, if J.J. McCarthy's the future, then put him under center now. There is zero benefit to bringing in Aaron Rodgers, because the absolute best case scenario is Rodgers comes in, has a career year, maybe takes you to a Super Bowl. But if J.J. McCarthy's the guy, because if Aaron Rodgers does that, like, it kind of feels like your team's falling apart after that. The man's going to be 43 years old at the start of next season. There's very few guys that get to that level and play at that level. So it kind of felt to me like you believe J.J. McCarthy's the guy, or you wasted a draft pick. And if you believe that J.J. McCarthy's the guy, put his ass in the football game and let's see what he can do. With the Pittsburgh Steelers, it is obviously known that Justin Fields has moved on. He has now gone up to the New York Jets to be their starting QB.
I saw somewhere where he got offered the same thing from Pittsburgh and he said nope and left.
Does that shock anybody?
No, I would leave.
I would leave too. 100% I would leave too. You put me in the game, I went out there and went 4-2 for you, and then you took my spot away. Even if it's exactly what Rob Brown told you was going to happen, you still don't have to love it if you're Justin Fields. So yeah, I'm 88 and up out the gate. No, by the way, if you're going to go to the New York Jets, you might as well go now when there's a full reset being pushed under Aaron Glenn, their new head coach. Go see if you can jump in and be a part of that culture building. Because if you go there and you're a culture builder and that team suddenly becomes the success story of the 2025 NFL season, you're ingrained for a very long time with a team that has been begging for a quarterback for a very long time. So, of course, he split. Not only do I not blame him, I would have encouraged it. So you have remaining the Pittsburgh Steelers, who it is likely are cutting ties with Russell Wilson, though there are now multiple reports out there that they may not be cutting ties with Russell Wilson, that they may actually be okay with Russ coming back to be the quarterback for this team. Albert Breer said there's actually no hard feelings between the Steelers and Russell Wilson. Basically, they just looked and said, you're not the future, and we kind of feel like we're at a point where we need to push the accelerator towards the future. But the reality is, unless Pittsburgh's going to trade up in this draft, they're not getting a franchise quarterback this year, so maybe they run Russell back one time. And then there's the New York Giants, which, if we're keeping it a buck, are the team that it makes the most sense for Aaron Rodgers to go play quarterback for. He doesn't have to leave New York. He can keep the same apartment or whatever it is he has going on there. And on top of that, there's some talent on that roster. There's some good young players on that roster. Guys that Aaron Rodgers could theoretically help to grow, help to shape, help to develop while the Giants are able to turn their attention towards finding QBF, quarterback of the future. And I'm going to tell you right now, with Aaron Rodgers going into his 41st year of age and his, what, 200th NFL career or NFL season, it feels like, I don't know that anybody but the Giants can or should sign Aaron Rodgers. If I gave you, this is a genuine question. You're the GM of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm going to give you the option. You can have Russell Wilson back or Aaron Rodgers back for the exact same contract. Which of those guys are you signing?
Well, we'll find out who they choose if they choose between the two, and that'll say a lot about Russell Wilson.
I don't disagree with you, except for now I got a defensive tackle going public eye going, we're tired of waiting on this guy. You think you're better than us, but
I think there's a good shot he signs with Pittsburgh now. I think it's an inside deal. I think it's a work.
It might be, honestly. It might be. I don't know what it would accomplish.
If anyone could pull off a work, it would be Cam.
That's also true. And Aaron Rodgers. So I don't know. We'll see. All right, we got one segment left. We're going to hit the ground running for the last 20 when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. I don't do this very often, but I'm going to do it right now, and I'm going to make this segment of the show about me. I'll do it often.
Wait. I mean, all the years you've been here, it's never been about you before.
It's never been about
you. Wow.
It is always
landmark time.
Always been about the people. Always been about the people. But for this segment, or at least a little bit of it up front, I'm going to make it about
me. You're not doing the John Cena turn, are you?
I don't think so, because my hat's on backwards. So I'm going to say this isn't a turn. And even if it is, it's going to be one of those the heel has a point kind of heel turns. All right? As John Cena said, I'm not a baby face. I'm not a heel. I'm a human being, and I have feelings. All right? So I'm gonna put those feelings to work and make this about me very briefly. It was announced yesterday that a professional sporting league in the United States of America is finally going to get it right, is finally going to do the most fan-friendly thing that any league has ever done in these great United States of America. And there's a long list of things that have been done that are fan-friendly. Long list. We have seen pricing at different stadiums be lowered for fans. We have seen ticketing models that some teams have gone against the grain to make them more fan-friendly. We have seen game after game, in-game fan experiences elevated. I was at the Pelicans-Pistons game on Monday night, St. Patrick's Day. Myself, my brother, his wife, my wife, took my little six-year-old nephew to go watch my Pelicans get absolutely destroyed by Cade Cunningham and the Detroit Pistons. And yet, despite the fact that I watched my basketball team, Lonzo, be losing by 32 points at halftime, we still had a really good time because the team put on a show. And sometimes you have to have that because the team
Zion
stinks.
Play?
He did. 30 points.
Wow.
30 points. First time I've gotten to see him play. 30 points. I think he went 36-3 in that game. I mean, it was a good game. Also watched Trey Murphy, the only guy on our team that can shoot a three, go down to a torn labrum for the season. So that was bad. Also watched, and I'm going to walk over here so Lonzo could see the frustration in my face. CJ McCollum went 1-for-17.
Wow, that counts. He tried really hard, though, right?
1-for-17! I told my brother, it was one of those times, I'm not even joking when I say, I think I could go 1-for-17 in an NBA game. Like, I'd just be it would be four guys doing nothing more than trying to get me open, setting a bunch of screens for me to just hit like a off screen, grab it and throw it at the rim. I think I could go 1 for 17. Okay? It was pathetic. Anyway, a lot of fan-friendly experiences, a lot of fan-friendly moves around professional sports in the United States of America. And it has to happen, obviously, because, as we have talked about, as everybody has talked about, I have a 75-inch television at my house that is approximately 8 feet away from the comfiest couch in the history of the world. I have, if I sit on that couch, an entire refrigerator full of beer I don't even have to get up for. And if I do, I take 7 steps. I'm in a clean bathroom to do my own business on my own time. I go wango bango right back over to the couch. I sink back in, crack another Bush Light, and life is good. Or I can pay $100. By the way, I bought tickets off of StubHub to go see the Birds play Lonzo. It cost me $7. $7.
Dude.
It was,
that's not good.
We suck. We suck a lot. But the point is, especially when the team's bad, I can create the absolute greatest sporting environment that you or I or anybody else could ever want to go experience at my house. And the cost of that 75-inch TV was like 1/6 the total price of season tickets to go see the Birds. Hell, most not terrible teams, the cost of a 75-inch TV is the same as just the tickets to go to like 4 games. It's a pretty good deal. So you've got to elevate the fan experience. You've got to make the fan experience better. What's the number one way to make fans enjoy your games? I'm going to give a hint to every NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, every owner of every team ever. Do you know what the number one way to make you make me as a fan enjoy the game is? It's not bigger Jumbotrons. They help. It's not cheaper beer. It helps. It's not better food. It helps. I will sit in a crappy stadium watching tiny Jumbotrons, drinking $17 12-ounce Bud Lights and eating cold pretzels if the team's good. If the team's good. That's the number one way. All that other stuff is great and appreciated, for the record. But the number one way to get me to get excited, to enjoy my experience, is to not have my team be down 32 points at halftime and have a multi-year extension signed to a guy who goes 1 for 17 in the face of their third best defender. Okay? Well, yesterday, something that Rob Brown has been advocating for to take a foothold in these United States of America, it's announced it's happening. The USL, the United Soccer League, announced yesterday that a supermajority of club owners have voted to implement promotion relegation across the USL. It is the first professional sports league in the United States to adopt a model that is literally everywhere else. It creates now an interconnected, three-tiered men's professional soccer system where teams can take a step from USL 2 to USL 1, from USL 1 to USL Champions. Which means that you actually are rewarded for being good. I mean, fan experience is great. That's awesome. I'm really excited about it. Like, it's awesome, especially with these local squads that local soccer teams are heavily leaning into making games fun. I do stuff at games for the Greenville Triumph. We have drum lines and we have horns and we have halftime competitions and we have trivia up on the board and they show replays and the games are fantastic. Do you know when I have the most fun at a Greenville Triumph match? When I knock back 7 or 8 brewskis in the parking lot, and then I go inside and we go win a game 2-0, 3-1. That's when I have the most fun. Welp, this encourages that more than anything else. This encourages that. Because, you know, it's one thing if the Greenville Triumph have a bunch of great, entertaining elements in their game. Fun games and good music and a DJ and a very, very handsome young man playing the snare drum and the snare line. Like, that's all great. That's all good. That's all a lot of fun. that enhances the experience. And I applaud the Triumph for leaning in and asking the fans, what do you want? How can we do this better? Conducting surveys so that fans can say, I love more of this and less of that. And that's awesome. It's way more fun when you win. And so now what happens in the USO moving forward is this. The Greenville Triumph do what they've been doing for 5 years running. And they go win games. And they make it to the USL League One playoffs. And they make runs at championships. At bringing rings home to the GVL. Yeah! And what happens in a promotion relegation system? Well, now, if they do that, and they make it to USL League One final, what happens? They go up a league next year. Competition gets tougher. Going to be a little tougher to make a championship run up a league, sure. But do you know what else gets better? The amount of time that you're on TV. The amount of money that you make. The amount of sponsorships that are available. The amount of exposure you get. Because now you're not relegated to the ninth page of soccer news on Fox Sports or ESPN or whatever. Now all of a sudden, you're on page one. Now all of a sudden, Greenville Triumph SC is showing up on the international soccer pages. And if that starts to happen, what happens? Better players from around the world look and they go, wait a minute, that's a pro team. They play in a wonderful part of South Carolina. Everybody seems to be in love with it. I would like to go play there. And now better players start showing up. And then you're getting more exposure. You're getting more money. Guys like Joe Irwin and Doug Irwin and Chris Lewis are taking that money and they're investing it back in the team. They're signing better players. They're putting together better elements. They're getting better facilities, like a brand new stadium they broke ground on last week out in Malden, South Carolina. You got all this stuff that starts coming. Things that you only gain access to. How? That's right, America, with money. And so all of a sudden, now the team starts getting a little bit better. And maybe they go up. Maybe they go up. Maybe they go up. And maybe 1 year, 4 or 5 years from now, they're playing for a USL champion spot. Maybe they get promoted to whatever this next division up, USL Premier or whatever it's going to be called. Maybe one day they're there. And now all of a sudden, at a spot where USL, I genuinely believe, is about to go on a trajectory to the moon, now you're getting national television deals. Now, all of a sudden, it's not just that really good college players turning pro are going, I'd be interested in playing for Greenville Triumph SC. Now, all of a sudden, the USL's making more money. And now, all of a sudden, pro players from the rest of the world go, that looks like fun. That guy they have playing the snare drum and the cowboy hat, I love to play in front of that guy. And now, all of a sudden, we're getting even better players, which means you're getting more money, more endorsements. It's great. But here's the other side of that coin. The other side of that coin is there's a lot of football owners out there, a lot of owners of every team out there. Am I right? Tampa Bay Rays, Miami Marlins, Cleveland Browns, that don't care and don't try. They have owners that are good for one thing, and that is getting the most profit available out of their club. They don't try to be better. Well, guess what happens if you don't try and your team stinks and you're at the bottom of the table? You go down the league. Do you know what happens when you go down the league? Less TV, less partnerships, less sponsorships, less money. All of a sudden, your investment-making opportunity ain't making a return on investment like you like. So if for no other reason than the owners want more money and have to go up to get it, now they have to try. It's not just good enough to say, oh, I'm going to save this or make that. Now you got to try to be good so you can get that money you're looking for. This is the best system, and I'm going to call the shot now. We'll circle back around in 3 or 4 years. Within half of a decade, the USL will threaten Major League Soccer as the number one footy league in the United States, and the Greenville Triumph will be a part of it because the owners had the brass you-know-whats to say yes. Let's go.
You moved the mic away. So, I mean, I just want to, I mean, so I didn't know you were going to still, I will say.
No, the let's go was just added emphasis.
Okay. There's a lot of X going on.
A little more
today.
Pop.
A lot of X going on today. The first thing that's Xing is Shador Sanders.
I don't know why Shador is Xing today. What I do know is I thought Shady McCoy had a great take the other day on Fox. He said all these critics of Shador Sanders, all the people say, oh, he's too arrogant. He wore his hat backwards. His chains are too big. He's too much like his daddy. He said, and this is, I thought, a very poignant take, Lonzo. I don't know if you agree. He said, you know what the one thing none of them talk about is? His tape. None of them talk about his tape. They're talking about his personality and his attitude and his confidence or cockiness or swagger or arrogance or whatever you want to call it. The one thing they don't do is talk about his tape because the kid can play. And I was like, that's kind of a good point.
Absolutely, that's a good point. And but the other story, it's a lot easier to talk about. Oh, he's got an attitude. Like no one else in the NFL has an attitude.
Right?
All right, the next thing that's texting is the JFK files. Have you read them yet?
Oh, did they get released?
Yes.
Like entirely?
Not entirely. There's some that were, from what I can tell, some politicians stopped part of it. I don't know why, but it looks like 1,000 pages possibly.
So I've said before, and I'll say again.
Are you going to read it all, though?
I will absolutely read
it. That's why I'm asking, because you seem like someone who would read it.
Do I think for a second that there was some grand conspiracy that the government orchestrated the assassination of John F. Kennedy? I do not. However, much like with Bigfoot or ancient aliens or whatever, I don't believe it. I will absolutely go read every bit of evidence proposed and have a thought on it because I like learning things, and that's a good way to do it and keep yourself entertained. I do not for a second believe that there was some grand conspiracy to assassinate John F. Kennedy. However, I did not say it definitely didn't happen or there's no chance it would happen. I will absolutely go read every word of those documents.
James,
I don't care how long they
James
are.
James says, unfortunately, spoiler alert, he didn't make it. Thanks, James. Thanks.
Hey, you got two seasons.
Now no one's going to read it.
You got two seasons.
I'm interested. I don't know if I'm interested enough to read that many pages about that sort of thing because I don't know how much of it would be true. All right, the next thing that's Xing is Bruce Willis.
Oh, I do not know. I wish I had better. It's his birthday. He didn't die.
No, it's his birthday.
Okay, he's... Oh, God, Bruce is in his 80s now. Yeah, 84.
No. He's not even close to that.
72.
70.
Really?
He's 70.
I know he's got a bunch of health issues and stuff.
He does.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Not so much that he's old, so much as the... He can't talk anymore, right? Like, he's got something similar to what Val Kilmer was dealing with. Like, he just can't talk anymore.
Well, Val Kilmer had, tongue cancer.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis has a brain condition.
Okay.
I forget what it's called, but yeah.
All
right, and finally, the last thing that's Xing, and this is probably self-serving a little bit, Fallout 76 is Xing.
Ooh. Is that the Boston one?
No, that's Fallout 4.
Okay.
Fallout 76 is the online one that you played with me just a little bit briefly, and we couldn't talk to each other. New thing now, you can be a ghoul. So if you want to be a ghoul, you can be a ghoul.
I've wanted for a very long time like a vampire game, but I get to be the vampire, you know? Like, I'm sure it exists somewhere, but I want like a big mega studio game, a vampire game, but I get to be the vampire.
Is there a lot? Well, Baldur's Gate.
I haven't started it yet.
Yeah, BG3, you can be a vampire.
You know what?
For sure.
That's what I'm doing tomorrow. I got a Greenville Swamp Rabbit game tonight. I think tomorrow, on my first actual day of relaxation since my 4 days of relaxation, maybe that's what I'm doing.
I don't know of any D&D fan who doesn't like the game.
Man.
It's a very good game. It's a go back to game.
If you want to be a part of our station-wide bracket competition, shoot me an email, rob.brown@thefanupstate.com. I will send you a reply with the invitation. We'll be interviewing new Carolina Panther Rico Dowdle this afternoon. We'll have the replay of that interview for you tomorrow. Rashad Beard pulling up, Hating Ass Mario, Fight Club, and all that on tomorrow's edition of the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Later!